personal growth and development. I suggest that the third reason for the church is to provide constant opportunities for our own growth and development. We need these opportunities in order to move toward perfection, because being born again through baptism is only the beginning. We're just new infants, but when we become active and involved in the church, we have an organized way to continue the expansion of our celestial software. Some of this growth comes through attending meetings, where we partake of the sacrament and receive gospel instruction, and thus get feedback that helps us return to the straight and narrow path. But much of the growth we experience in the church is the result of profound testing. The church provides the most powerful support system in the world, but at the same time, it exposes us to challenge and risk. For example, we're often called to serve other people, and this process requires us to be open and vulnerable. We don't know what's going to happen, and we're asked to do all kinds of things. One woman tells what she learned about herself through accepting callings that stretched her capacity. Listen to her words. "Any calling you receive will stretch and strengthen you. The details of my calling may be different from the details of your calling, but all callings performed for the Lord in the name of the Lord should bring you to the Lord. This is what my calling has done for me. As I have gone out to serve the sisters, I have prayed to know what exactly is my mission for him. When I serve, I try to be a worthy representative of him in all that I say and do. I always fall short, but he is quick to forgive. I have learned that I am more than I thought I was. Before my calling, I had a testimony, but I never would have thought it could be tremendously useful for others outside of my own family. In fact, I was very timid in sharing my testimony, even with my family. Now that the Lord is requiring a greater commitment of service from me outside of my home, I have come to understand that my testimony can really strengthen others. When I bear my testimony to a sister in the ward, I'm surprised at the words that come out of my mouth. I catch myself thinking, did that just come from me? If I can bear my testimony after sharing a lesson, I'm shocked if my words sounded greater than just babbling. By bearing my testimony frequently through the opportunities my calling affords me, I gain confidence that my life really has meaning and that I can, in fact, make a difference in the lives of those I serve." Close quote. We may be called to do things that we think are beyond our capacity, and this humbles us to such an extent that we have to rely on God to make us equal to the challenge. In some cases, we may receive callings that we enjoy, and as soon as we get comfortable, we're called into an entirely different kind of activity. It may even be something that we initially don't want to do, because it doesn't seem to be congruent with our own talents and interests and dispositions. Another cultural tendency is to become lawless, or a law unto ourselves. We believe, expect, or suggest that we should choose what we do in the ward and stake. Yet another is to simply submit to ward and stake leaders and do whatever we are called to do regardless of our circumstances. We often tend to ignore the third alternative of sharing information about our circumstances and then submitting to the informed and inspired decisions of our leaders.